Warning, the following thingy may contain language and ideas that would cause internal bleeding. Please keep your minds inside the vehicle at all times. Arms and legs, optional.
My God, you're back. We're back. It's October 21st, exactly 14 days since last time. That's 2 weeks on the Augustinian calendar. Or in other words, a fortnight. Fortnight tonight. I'm your humble narrator, Ryan Livingston. And for all seven of you who found this last time, Fortnight Tonight can now be found under newworldaudio.com/radio. This was a repository for offbeat streaming MP3s, but after a couple of pings from the RIAA's servers, I figured it was high time to axe it. I, like most farmers and 90-year-old war widows, whom the evil empire likes to tag, cannot afford a lawyer at the moment, and I'm sure all you wouldn't want your humble narrator nicked by the music industry death squad, would you? Well, would you? Anyway, it's all filed into our web design mantra, when in doubt, move it. We start this broadcast in a similar mood as we ended the last one, with tragedy befalling the British entertainment world. Last time it was the passing of comic legend Ronnie Barker. This time it's the destruction of Aardman Studios. At the start of this fortnight, the studio that produced the famed Wallace and Gromit cartoons, as well as Creature Comforts and Chicken Run, was claimed by fire, and although no one was injured, all the archives, sets, models, and props were lost. Says Nick Park, Wallace and Gromit creator, "It's dreadful news for the company. In light of other tragedies, it's no big deal." At the same time, Wallace and Gromit, The Curse of the Were-Rabbit, the duo's first feature film, made $16 million in its opening weekend and $34 million to date. So I don't think they'll have trouble rebuilding. On the other hand, Serenity, which we all had high hopes for, has since tanked despite rave reviews. Let me just say, Universal did a piss-poor PR campaign and should be nuked. But enough frivolities, there's real news afoot. For instance, Michael Jackson has been called for jury duty. I'll say that again for those of you in the cheap seats. Michael Jackson, recently acquitted of child molestation and lives in a theme park, has been called for jury duty, to the same courthouse where he was acquitted for child molestation. Now, I've never been a fan of jury duty. They say it's everyone's civil right to go. But who really wants to go? Sure, there are those still patriotic enough to feel honored, but they're few and far between. I say give them a job doing it, as they like it so much. It's not too far-fetched, the idea of a professional jury. We have professional lawyers. We have quote-unquote professional judges. So why not educate and train whose yay or nay actually makes the case? I actually think we should go one step beyond that. The bred juror. Start them out young, teaching them nothing but law and logic, and sequester them till it's time to review a case. No tainting, no technicalities, only hardwired law. But that's a rant for another time. In the meantime, let's take out anyone named Jackson from the jury pool. Michael Jackson, Janet Jackson, Samuel Jackson, Andrew Jackson, Jackson Pollock. They all have some sort of character flaw that makes them unfit to be a juror. While we're on the subject of a crock full of law, authorities have a suspect in conjunction with the murder of high-profile lawyer Danny Horowitz's wife. However, we don't know too much about him, since he's only 16 and considered a juvenile. Okay, so he's a juvenile. Fine. But he's also a crazed killer. She was bludgeoned to death with a piece of molding, hit 39 times in the head, and then had a cryptic symbol carved in her back. If you can even be considered a suspect, did it or not, you obviously need looking at, and maybe a swift kick up the arse for starts. But this is not the end, nor the beginning. This all came about because the brat thought that his pot-growing supplies, purchased with a stolen credit card, were delivered to the victim's house. Marijuana. Absolutely harmless. Sad to say, but I bet Horowitz will reconsider defending his next drug dealer. You're listening to Fortnite Tonight, available only on NewWorldOtter.com and iTunes, and on an RSS feed near you. We'll pause for a second because the Ninny's Guide to Podcasting says to. Now on to that which never goes wrong, the world of science. You may remember a few months ago, anthropologists came across human remains that appeared to be hobbit-like, 3 feet tall, stocky, and had a penchant for mushrooms. Then it was believed to be just one poor diseased sod. Well, they found more, 9 to be approximate, thus throwing a monkey wrench into the disease theory, unless the naysayers come up with some leper colony thesis, where these minuscule monkey men, Homo florensis, were put as not to upset the overly sensitive Homo erectus. This is. And I don't doubt that they'll try something like that. I mean, the books have already been written, and to add a chapter about the Shire is bound to prove someone wrong somewhere. Dig it up and bury it again. That's the motto of a lot of traditional archaeologists, paleontologists, and anthropologists. It's why Atlantis is still a myth, and Onaguni is just a weird rectangular coral bed. If it's gonna shake stuff up, archive it. And speaking of archives, I've got to go secure mine, because the main science story, the end of the world as we know it, is hanging on my doorstep. Hurricanes, if you've not noticed by now, are on the rise. We are now at Hurricane Wilma, and she's meandering off in the Gulf. Surprisingly, there are very little Flintstones references, which could be a good thing. Bad thing is that these natural disasters are making an absolute mess of the Earth. And that's our jobs, dammit. But think of this. Wherever we're making a mess, so is the weather. Here in the southern United States, oil rigs, hyper-Christian hate-mongers and pundits, earthquakes in the IT department known as California, earthquakes in Kashmir, and tsunami and civil war-torn Indonesia, etc., etc. Anger is a powerful thing. Watch Forbidden Planet. The id can whip up one hell of a beast. Doomsaying aside, let's now turn to something that causes equal grief. NewWorldOtter.com. Coming soon, we'll have a new column, Ask Mr. Eccentric. Mr. Eccentric has years of experience with psychotherapy. No degree, mind you, just years of experience. And he's here to help you out. Personal questions, technical questions, he's an open book. Granted, most pages are blank or have coffee stains, but he's a shoulder for you to bitch on. Head to the New World Otter to see how to ask Mr. Eccentric for his sage advice. Also coming up, or now even, we're taking applications for writers, podcasters, cartoonists, and lion tamers. A web application will be available shortly, but for now just hit the forums, where we'll hit you right back. And that should do it. See you again in 336 hours. Good night, and insert snappy catchphrase here.